But also making news this morning, an Australian man accused of helping a people smuggler in Indonesia says he has done nothing wrong. Indonesian police have arrested the Iraqi refugee who now lives in Western Sydney, claiming he helped a known people smuggler to send 32 people to Christmas Island in May. If found guilty, he faces up to 5 years in jail. New South Wales police will now be able to direct people to remove their face coverings if they are suspected of committing a crime. The state government has agreed to the change after a Muslim woman who was wearing a burqa successfully appealed a jail sentence because police could not prove her identity. The law will apply to all face coverings, including burqas and helmets. The former Bosnian Serb army chief Ratko Mladic has been thrown out of his war crimes trial for quarrelling with the judge. Mladic refused to enter a plea because his request to choose his own lawyer had been denied. The frustrated judge eventually threw him out and the court entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. A British soldier missing in Afghanistan has been found shot dead. His body was found after an extensive search in the troubled southern Helmand province. British Prime Minister David Cameron has just arrived in the province on a surprise visit to the troops.